Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, what is the worst thing that could happen to you? Record and listen. And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha.
Well, what occurred to me as the very worst thing that could happen would be if I were dragged into the dark room and tortured by egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, kind of my current version of hell.
Uh-huh. And I'm guessing this is not a quick trip through. This is that you would be consigned there.
Yes, like a long-term rental.
Yeah. So it can be comforting, can't it, to consider it in the light of our, I think it was yesterday's conversation, where we go into that dark room, into that hell state, and we blessedly, we know how to come out of it. And
yes.
So we come out of it, and we get to see how we were dragged in there, exactly what that was like, how much we know it is not a nice place to live, and we do not want to indulge that. And we see a little more clearly what we're capable of and what's possible for us.
Uh-huh. And what's at stake?
And what's at
if
stake?
If we do indulge that.
Oh, yes. That is the essential point, isn't it? We get to see what's at stake. This is not a casual little, well, you know, if I get around to it. Or it's not
so,
that bad. You know, I'm going to...
Or
I'm
can
gonna,
just hang out here for a while.
Yeah. Because, you know, I really don't feel like recording and listening. Or, you know, I don't want to meditate and... But I'm gonna get back to it. It's not like I'm not gonna do it, and not to realize that's the we've already stepped over the threshold into the dark room at that point, right? We're officially colluding,
yes,
and indulging.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that word indulging, it just puts such a it just puts it really clearly into context, because I'm not a victim here.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Yes, I'm indulging this. I'm actually choosing. Now, of course, I've said to that, I've made that point to people over the years many, many times and had many, many offended people. Oh, I'm not choosing this. Are you suggesting that I'm choosing this? But when we look at it through that lens of indulging, we realize, yeah, I am, because I do have a choice. And I'm not taking it.
So what this brings me to is such deep and profound gratitude for practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we do know the difference, don't we? I mean, we would not
now
say, now we do, right? We would not say to people who don't know the difference, well, you're indulging that, right? Well, you're choosing to have that experience. I mean, that is something... That is only meaningful to somebody who actually realizes I do have the ability to have a different life experience than the one I'm having right now. I do know how to direct the attention. I do know how to pay attention and choose awareness. I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Woo. Thank you. It's big. You go happy now, okay?
You too.
Happily, thank happily you. Not in the dark room.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
I love that point Laura made about not being the being a victim here.
Yes.
Because I think part of what ego does is to, what happens is our identification with the ego that is being subject to the ego produces that exact state. And in that state, it's so, we could live there forever because we're a victim of circumstances. We just don't know the difference. But so to know that what I'm identified with is being subject to ego, an ego subject to ego, now I can make a different choice. If I think it's me, then it's just almost an impossible situation.
Yes. Which is the argument for sticking with practice until we realize the difference between ego me, and authenticity.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because I don't know this, I would love to hear you say more about it, Sherry, which is, you know, that place of being victimized, we were looking at it with strong emotions on this recent retreat. There is a juice to it that we can get addicted to.
Absolutely.
It's the grim satisfaction of ego, but there's a place where self-righteousness or pity, I think it's Aldous Huxley, whether that's the strongest place for the self to stay alive. And so there's a way in which indulging it, we've been trained to indulge it because it feels like me.
Yes. Yes, it's all I've ever known as me. Now, of course, when we start talking about what it was like way back then, when you were a little person before, and sometimes people can remember that for themselves. Sometimes they see it being around children that they care about. And you can see that innocence and sweetness and defenselessness and just here and open to anything. And to have a sense that we started out there too, right? And then years of increasing identification with that ego buildup, until I am completely identified with ego, believe that ego is my authentic nature, and then from that place, ego is in relationship with ego, so ego criticizes, beats up, victimizes ego. Ego victim just hates it, just suffers and struggles and it's just horrible, and there they are, like two little kids. I think in one of the books we use the image of best friends walking down the road, holding hands, hitting each other. That's ego relationship. And so to get to that point of stepping back and realizing that what I am, what is authentically the nature of a human incarnation, is the ability to step back and see that.
Yes. 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 Yes.
To step back and see that that's not the authenticity, and to have the recognition that of the intelligence that animates all animating this, right? We have the ability to, we have the, both those capacities.
Yes. Yes. That's why we can make the statement, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just when we talk about indulging. So I can either indulge my and I don't like that, and I don't like that, and why is that happening? Why is that? I can either indulge that ego identification or practice stepping back into awareness and seeing that. Those are our choices. Now, we happen to think stepping back into awareness and choosing unconditional love is a better choice, in that it's a happier choice. But there's nothing wrong with not doing that. That's what the Buddha taught. We will suffer for as long as we choose to suffer. And when we no longer want to suffer, we can stop suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
hopeful. That's a good deal. Yeah, yeah. It's a really good deal. We don't have to feel bad about anything. It's, you know, in my family, it was, it feels so good when you stop hitting yourself in the head with that hammer. And that's true. I mean, you can hit yourself in the head with a hammer for as long as you want. But if you decide you'd like to have a different life experience, there is a way to put that hammer down and not do that anymore. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No better person, no God loves you more, no any of that stuff. Just we get to choose the life experience we want to have. That is mm-hmm. in our capability.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, she's wound up today. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, everybody. This is Goli.
Good morning, Goli.
Good morning. so happy to be on this call. I have been living in... with the worst thing that could happen to me for this last little while. And if I may, I'd like to backpedal because I was trying to see when did this start. And I was doing really well. I went, you know, for a retreat over the summer, which I like to do, and I came back. And I remember I called into Open Air, and I was fortunate enough to speak with you, and then I think it was the following morning I called into the radio show, and I was again fortunate enough to speak with you, and we had joked about we should buy lotto tickets, and then conditioning started in with, you know, you are really overdoing it, and this is twice in one day, and what are, you know, the rest of Sangha, what are people going to think, and this is so greedy, and it's too much, and you know, so I think I just started, like, stepping back, then I fell behind. And then, of course, the more compelling thing always is to do my work. And so school started and assignments started going there. And I've just been living in this conversation with conditioning since then.
Yeah. Go ahead, finish.
No. I mean, still trying to keep up, but I've been living in desperation. So
yeah. So and the way you described it, Goli, it started out with shaming you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You are so mm-hmm. greedy. This is too much. You are just over the top. What are people going to think of you being so greedy? And I mean, mm-hmm. I can just picture this person getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, just kind of hunching over and curling up and being just so ashamed of mm-hmm. of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then yeah. of course from that posture, it's got us. Right. So now it's just directing you into what you need to do. So this is, you need to do this, and you need this and this and this and this and this. And no, not that. You need to focus on work. You need to, it's directing the program at that point because it has shamed you out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
exactly
true?
Exactly so. Absolutely
yeah.
true. And thank you for naming that, because when I look at, I mean, shame, it's, I can go there in a split second, you know. Shame is very familiar to me, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because of the way karma works and the way conditioning works, it just basically looks at you and say, oh, Goli. And you know you are meant to just dissolve into a puddle of humiliation over who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the power of seeing that, of course, is that you will recognize it at least more quickly. Maybe not immediately, but you're going to see it quicker and quicker and quicker going forward, that's how it controls you. Because really, you know, if Goli could have stayed with us, if the authentic person could have stayed with us, then you would have gone, this is great. I'm really practicing. I'm really here. What are people going to think? They're going to think, wow, Goli's really practicing. She's doing everything. Yeah? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
But that's what you would think. You know, if you heard the same person in a conversation with us 2 days in a row on different platforms, you would say, "Wow, I know her. I know him. Wow."
Yeah, that person is really on it.
That person is really on it. Exactly. Which is the conversation we had, right? Yeah, but then it was an opening for ego to come in there and shame you. So maybe some recordings about exactly what shame feels like, what the language is, what happens to you when that shaming voice comes in and starts talking to you, so that you can recognize it quicker and go to the rescue of that person who is just doing the right thing.
Yes, you know, so enthusiastic and
yes,
has so much joy for this practice,
yes,
which she knows is the only thing that can save her. And then she gets shamed into that.
That's right. It's so cruel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what did it succeed in doing? Robbed her of her joy. There went the enthusiasm. Yeah, and then it's just back slogging along in the traces. So, did you do anything wrong? No. All that happened was a process that happens to all of us. We're here, we're present, we feel good, we're happy. We're enthusiastic, we're grateful, we're just living life. Here comes the negativity to suck all that good energy out of us and leave us back in a place of defeated and deflated, right? And then it starts in again. You got to call in today, right?
Yes.
Now it's going to start letting you build the energy back up. Okay? So now you're going to participate more. Now you're going to, and then pretty soon, you're going to be back into that happy, enthusiastic, grateful, enjoying life place, and it's going to come in, and I would bet, try to shame you for something, and then it'll suck the energy out of you.
I see. So when we're depleted, then it lets us go and regenerate so we can get, you know, full of energy again, and then it has to suck.
That's right.
That's how it is.
That's right.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting. That is so
Isn't
interesting.
It? And if you look at it, but I hope everybody listening this morning will look and see that's what the undulations are, right? You're way up, you feel high, you feel happy, and then boom. You crash down. Well, that boom is that crash down is the energy being sucked out of you. Then you're down there for a while, and then it starts talking to you about, well, you know, maybe you should. Why don't you call into the show? You know, or why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You'll feel better. And now it's encouraging you to go, and then you're back up there again, and boom, it sucks all the energy out, and you're down in the pit again. So if we look back over our lives, we can see that on whatever cycle, that's what it's doing to us all the time. We refer to that as being a crop. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like a farmer, and we're being harvested. We're being cultivated and harvested.
Wow.
I know. It's creepy.
Very. very. Mm-hmm. So our job
very creepy.
Is to nourish the harvest, as well, the growing, and then not
that's right.
Stuff the sun.
That's right. That is exactly right. That's exactly right. So just quickly, if we use that image, so here's somebody goes out and plants a bunch of crops, and then when they're right at their most beautiful, fulfilled stage, comes in and poisons all of it.
Mm.
And then replants it and grows it and then poisons all of it. Okay? That's what it's like living with ego. Which, when we're living with life, then there's the planting, there's the cultivating, there's the growing. It's big, it's beautiful. It can feed lots and lots and lots of people.
This is the most awesome morning ever. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you, Goli. It is great to have you here.
Thank you. Yes, Joe.
All right. Gosho.
Thanks, Goli. It's astounding when we see the process so clearly, right, Sherry? And I love that analogy, because in the ego world, the undulation is a blossoming and a negation. And in life, there's a blossoming and then there's a wilting. But the blossoming and the wilting is a completely natural process. It's not an unnatural negation when the blossoming happens.
That's right. And to stay with that analogy, it's like a beautiful organic farm, right? Then
yeah.
Then everything has served its purpose. And then there's mm-hmm. a resting. And then
yes.
there's a regrowth and a flowering and mm-hmm. and a feeding. And then mm-hmm. a resting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for another caller, so here we go. Next caller,
all
you
right.
are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, it's me.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, that's Phil, yeah. wow, what a conversation. That was wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I have an example of that right from this morning. I'm, you know, sitting there meditating, and before I had I've been breaking this habit, so that's why I noticed it. So I had the habit of, at the end, seems like conditioning would come in right on top of the last bell and say, either like you blew that one, or, oh, that one was okay, or, you know, just had some little something to say.
Just little negative assessment.
Yeah, it could have even just mm-hmm. raised its eyebrow. And,
right.
and that was the energy suck right there. Disconnected the energy suck part of it. Because I'd always feel like, you know, well, and I'd say next time. But, and so what I've been practicing for a while now is just, you know, it's just not there. It doesn't, you know, I don't know how I could not let it do that, but I don't. You know,
I
it's
do.
Just not there.
I do, Phil. I know how.
Stay present.
I know how. Right? Shall I
how?
Tell you? Okay.
Yeah.
It's really, it's quite fun. It's way more fun than just staying present, even, if you can imagine. So you just sat, and it comes in at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of voice to... kind of waste. What, as you say, it can just be an eyebrow, but you got the message.
Mm-hmm.
You failed.
Mm-hmm.
You were not successful in that.
Mm-hmm.
And what you say is, I see you. I
well,
see you. I see
yeah.
what you're trying to do. I'm not falling
yes.
for it. That was a great meditation. I loved every second of it. And boom, the energy is back to you.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because basically, what I do is see it. I haven't said that, but yes, I see it, and so it doesn't happen. And yet, you know, this morning I felt this, and it might be periodically where it wants to say something, and how it does is like It would if I fell for it, I haven't. It would be, you know, you just don't care. It don't care if it's good or bad meditation, which I don't.
Right, because they're all good.
But it makes it like in a bad way, you know.
Yes. And that's why, of course, with recording and listening, we say it. We say it out loud. We refute its assessment. No, Ashley, you're wrong. It was a great meditation. Let me tell you all of the best parts about that meditation. One, I did it. Two, I was sitting here. Three, I was paying attention. Four, it gave me the ability to recognize you, negative voice, when you tried to show up and turn this around. So, nanner.
Yeah.
And you say it out loud, because otherwise, if we don't do to it what it does to us, it's easy for it to just kind of ooze along just under the level of conscious awareness and continue to do what it does. But you start talking back to it like that, and it's got no more to say. It does not want to be in a conversation with you when you're present.
Yeah, that is so true, so true. And I've been loving these assignments. You know, it just puts in a nutshell what's going on. Like today, you know, what is the worst thing that could happen to you? Well, for yesterday, the best thing that could happen to me has already happened to me, and that's, you know, practice, being in practice. And so what the worst thing that could happen to me, and this is where I put that, you know, I would lose interest in practicing and just get carried off into that conditioning reality, or, you know, just that way of kind of what we were talking about with this conversation, not notice that I'm sliding backwards instead of moving, you know, the backwards and forwards is kind of an analogy, but you know that how we say, unless we keep practicing, we go backwards kind of thing.
Right. There's no coasting. We're either evolving or devolving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that to me would be the worst thing. So drew a picture of these two evil-looking conditionings carrying me away. And that's always helpful.
Carrying you off to the dark room, right?
Yeah, right. And actually on a stretcher.
Oh, dear.
Well, they sucked all the energy. I can't walk, maybe. But I just really love this because it creates images and puts words to things like you've been saying that, you know, are there and we might not.
And so simple, right? So simple in every day. Right? These are not big esoteric concepts that we're attempting to break down. This is the kind of little deep that happens to all of us every day, and that conditioning can largely run under the radar because it's just so mundane. So, I don't know. I'm sure there are lots of synonyms for that, but it's just not something we look at. And now we're bringing it out and making it turning all the spotlights on it, and we see it, that it plays a big part in all of our lives.
Yes, yes, and the simplicity is, I think, you know, this is least practice, you know, the key. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Glad you're off the stretcher.
Yeah, right. Well, I wasn't even on it, which is really good.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, that's good.
Just the picture, the guy in the picture.
Yeah, you just stand up and start moving.
Right.
All right.
So
thank you, Phil.
Thank you, and us, Franny, and everybody. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. And our assignment for today, I would be happy if only ... Record and listen.
Ooh, if only. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. And yes, thank you, everybody. Treasure yourself. Go happy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.